This kosher tidbit is about the snack industry. I'm going to limit my remarks to a portion of that industry, primarily potato chips and related products, popcorn, some extruded snacks, other chips like corn chips. The reason I'm doing this is that these are all related in the way that they're made, and you will see that there are certain clear similarities in some of the issues involved. There are also some very distinct differences. I'm going to deal with these one at a time, and hopefully the patterns will make themselves obvious. First topic is potato chips and potato sticks. Potato sticks really are just a potato chip that's cut a little bit differently. The first stage of making a potato chip or stick is to clean the potato and then cut it. The next thing that's done is those are fried, and obviously your first real kosher issue comes up with that frying, as the oils have to be kosher. Then the real main issue that comes up in this industry really is in the next step, which is the seasoning of the chips. Chips that are just plain salted really offer very few questions, as the salting normally takes place right after the fryer. And those chips then proceed to the packing lines. However, many, many companies today offer many, many flavors of chips. Some of those flavors have cheese ingredients and other things, which are either non-kosher or dairy. Others, obviously, are kosher and non-dairy or parv. And the main issue comes up with the way that the seasonings are put on, and with the equipment that really goes between the seasoning level and the packing. The seasonings used in potato chips are, generally speaking, dry powders, although sometimes there are small amounts of oils and other things added, but generally speaking, we're talking about dry powders. Those powders are put on one of two methods, the general rule. Either they are sprinkled on, essentially, there's a system that deposits the powdered spices or flavorings directly onto the chip, or the chips go into a tumbler. And what happens is that inside this tumbler, the chips are basically tumbled through the various flavoring ingredients. What happens is that the chips then become coated with these. However, it also leaves things behind. As you're dealing with fine powders, those powders tend to get into the air or remain on the equipment. And when you're dealing especially with tumblers, although sometimes also in other machines, those powders can be caked in. Now, the commonly in today's world of allergy concerns and the like, because the industry is concerned with things like lactose intolerance, there is what's called a wet cleanup. And what happens is that all the equipment is wiped out by hand, or blown out first and then wiped out by hand. And generally speaking, this leaves a very clean environment, good enough, clean enough, as everything is cold, that we can allow for the running of parv afterwards. However, if things are not carefully maintained and monitored, you can end up with a much worse situation after a wet cleanup, as you could end up with hard-packed powders in the machinery. And one of the primary jobs of the mashgiach, of the field representative, when he goes to these plants, is to make sure that the cleanup operations do, in fact, meet standards. We do have situations at the OU where companies, either because they have very old equipment, or because they choose not to, or they are unable to, maintain the level of cleanliness that is required, and for them to feel comfortable making the statement that they are free of allergens, continue to label even items that do not contain dairy in their immediate ingredients as dairy or even non-kosher in some cases. And the reason for this is just that the cleanups are not up to the standards required, or sometimes the nature of the equipment is very old, or there are long, long runs in the plant where it is difficult to impossible to, on a regular basis, make sure that their normal procedures are going to guarantee the changeover. As a general proposition, of course, these plants could go and do special productions, and some of them, in fact, do. But generally speaking, when plants that change over regularly. They set up a production schedule. For example, they run dairy at the end of the week, then they do a complete cleanup, and they go back to parve at the beginning of the week. And this is fairly consistent in the industry. Our primary job is to go and check that everything, in fact, meets those standards, that the cleanliness is up to where it needs to be, and that, of course, all of the ingredients and procedures are as they need to be. As far as Bishel Akum, this is really not a problem with potato chips, as potato chips, according to the OU's position, do not go onto a king's table. They're not Ole al Shulchanam Shemalachim, and therefore potato chips do not offer any problem of Bishel Akum. The next topic I'd like to talk about is popcorn. It's reasonably similar, but there are some interesting differences. The first step in most, if not all, industrial popcorn is that the popcorn is air popped. That is, they put it into essentially a big hot air chamber and they pop the corn. At that point, there are really no kosher issues. However, in almost all cases, immediately after the popping, the corn goes into a drum where they coat it with a slurry. A slurry being a wet mixture of whatever the seasoning they're using. Now, slurries offer a number of twists that we did not have with the dry powders. First of all, a slurry has to be made. And in many, many cases, the making of that slurry involves taking, let's say, cheese or butter or other components and mixing them in hot water or in a hot kettle with oils and or water or whatever else they're mixing in. Obviously, now we're dealing with a hot process. And once we're dealing with a hot process, we have many more complications with the equipment. For example, if a company wanted to make a butter toffee popcorn and then turn around and make a, let's say, a non-dairy, coated popcorn, they would have to minimally clean the equipment and perhaps, if the process is hot enough, even kosherize the equipment. This is obviously much more complicated and raises many more questions for the certification of those items. The other thing is that in popcorn plants, it is very common to see cheese seasonings. Many in the popcorn industry are still not kosher. And as a result, the same kinds of issues come up. You have to deal with either cleaning or koshering. And once you're dealing with a wet, sticky solution, that becomes far more complicated. Now, again, when we deal with popcorn, obviously there are some other issues. For example, because we're talking about steam-heated equipment, that steam itself may be shared with a boiler, and when you're sharing steam with a boiler, it may in fact affect the entire plant. Again, these are all issues that have to be dealt with at each and every plant. At the same time, the popcorn, like potato chips, there really is no issue of Bishel Akum. First of all, really the primary reason is for the same reason as potato chips. It's not something that goes on a king's table. Next thing I'd like to talk about is extruded snacks. Now, extruded snacks, we're really talking about things like cheese curls. Primarily, really, what you see are cheese curls, cheese balls, and some other flavor variations on that theme. And basically, what's done here is the company mixes corn flour, a little bit of oil and water, and they put it through an extruder. Basically, what that is they make up like almost a mash, and then that's forced through a hot dye, and it comes out in whatever shape they want it to come out. And at that point, you have what, for lack of a better term, looks like a piece of styrofoam. They then take that, and they go on to the seasoning. Now, the seasoning here is almost always in a wet slurry, because that's really what sticks here. Sometimes you'll see powder, but very commonly you'll see a wet slurry. And again, we have the situation where we're dealing with very sticky powders or with a slurry, and the same kinds of issues come up as came up with the popcorn. Again, you're going to have all the cleaning issues. Here again, there's really no Bishel Akum because, again, it's not something that goes onto a king's table. The next thing is corn snacks. Corn snacks, we're going to talk about corn chips. We're going to talk about tortilla chips. And sometimes you'll also see today, in today's world, you'll see multigrain chips where they will mix in with those some other grains. The first step in making these is to make what's called masa. And basically, that's the first step of making a tortilla. And what they do is they cook or they steep the corn in lime and then they cook it in steam. And that makes like a mash. They then take that and they put it through a shaper so that they get whatever shape they want. They roll it out, then they shape it, and they get a chip. They get whatever they want in terms of shape. And then those are baked and or fried. So as soon as we see the baking and or frying, again, we're going to run into the same questions about oils and that we have the equipment. The seasoning process with these is sometimes powdered, very commonly powdered, as we saw above. But sometimes, and this is especially true with certain kinds of nacho cheese flavors and the like, you will also see that they will put a hot, they will spray or sprinkle a hot liquid onto the chips. When they're doing that, then you'll have issues where the belt that is carrying them can in fact also become hot and will become non-kosher or dairy or whatever, just like the flavor that was sprayed onto the chip. So as you can see, again, it's a twist on the same issues, but you have some other things that you didn't have before. Again, here we don't have bishlakum. It's not ole el shulchanam shemalachim. But you do have issues here where you are dealing now with situations. And by the way, you have similar things in certain other puff snacks where you may be dealing with hot belts and hot application of seasonings. And finally, on this part of it, I want to talk about pellet snacks. Pellet snacks are basically a variation on what we've talked about just now, where the company will bring in a pre-formed pellet, where a different company has gone and made essentially whatever the base pellet is going to be. Those are bought into the plant, and usually they're fried. Sometimes you'll see air puffing of these, but generally speaking, we're talking about frying. And the main issue here, of course, is that the pellets themselves are kosher. And sometimes they will also be seasoned by the final company. And all of the issues we've talked about above will again come up with the pellets. Thank you for your time. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you a little bit about some of the issues that come up in the snack food industry. Again, just to summarize, the main issue, you know, the basic ingredients for most things in snack foods is very simple. The main issue really comes down to monitoring and setting up proper cleaning of equipment, whether, you know, most of the time with potato chips and the like, it's really only a matter of making sure that the plant goes through adequate procedures. But sometimes, as you can see, we really have to talk about koshering. And therefore, we always have to have our eyes and our heads, as it were, and be very careful with these kinds of companies. Thank you and have a great day.